This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Landy.
Morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is the 23rd of October, 2025, and you are on the clock with Rhymin Green. That's right. I changed my name again. I enjoyed being Junkanoo Green. I mean, I am Junkanoo Green. Why not? But today, I realize I'm more than just Junkanoo. I was complete, you know. With Junkanoo, I was complete. But then I realized that I'm complete but didn't know what was making me up. Somebody tell me, check out this song. The same song I played just now. And I tell them, why are you telling me things I know? They say, you don't know this. I say, yeah, I know this. I know this in my spirit. When I on the road in that traffic, watching y'all drive, I be singing just like that in my car. I be talking to you all just like that. Oh, Lord, where she learned to drive. Oh, Lord, that's how I have to work through it, right? That's how I have to work through it. And I realize I am rhyming. I'm rhyming spirituals. I'm rhyming spirituals green. And I wanted to ask you all to join me today on a journey of discovery. We are about to discover another part of ourselves that was always there. You know, I keep telling y'all, especially y'all young people, we just had celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And y'all let all those Americans tell y'all that they birthed hip-hop and rap by themselves. And the whole time I was telling y'all, have no fear, Bahamians was always there of hip-hop. We were there before the birth of hip-hop. We were there formulating the ground, tilling the soil, making it ready for a new evolution, another cultural expression. Bahamians, as well as other Caribbean people, on the steps of the brownstones in New York, devised this thing. See, when you realize that you are rhyming spirituals, then you could begin to see the path to the present and the future. So I've got exciting guests in studio today joining us. I also have a copy of, remember our friend, Professor Crystal Walks, writer, author of the musical Archipelago? Well, I have volume 3 in studio with me today, Bahamian Gospel Music Legends and Evolving Church Music Traditions in the Bahamas. Right now, you're gonna realize why I have this book in a second. I am also a Chikchani. But, you know, after they put out that wanted poster, I'm not calling myself Chikchani Green no more. You're looking for her. That ain't me. right? But we have a surprise with this book as well. Now, before we get to talking about old-time religion and old-time music, I want to take a moment, just a quick moment. Old-time math, right? Some old-time math. You all want to know what one of the earliest marketing campaigns was? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's old-time medicine, right? Survive straight to the future. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I want to go back to some old-time math, because I always have this feeling, how is it that our ancestors, our forefathers and mothers, had access to far less knowledge than we did, but seemed to be able to navigate a world, right, with that imbalance of knowledge, far better than us younger generations of Bahamians are managing, with access to far more information and resources, but we seem to be making less healthy and sensible decisions about what we have in front of us, right? And so get to some old-time math. Here's what I realize. Traffic equals sexual violence. You say, Aaron, what type of math that is? That sounds like that's PLP math. I don't like that math. Have you noticed that we disregard red lights and stop signs in the same way that we are disregarding stop signs like age of consent, stop signs like I have a duty of care for this person, stop signs like I am their boss or here? Yesterday on the way home from work on East Street, about to enter Bay Street, a vehicle ran the red light 4 or 5 seconds after it turned red. The female driver was sucking down a beer. That's the only way I could explain it. Pardon the graphic language. She tilted that beer up and she sucked that down. As she passed East Street, when I was able to enter, about 4 seconds later, enter Bay Street, I realized that not only did that driver run a red light, not only did that driver run a red light sucking down the beer, but she was sucking down the beer so the police, who was holding their little mini roadblock 10 feet past the red light, wouldn't see it. That vehicle sped through the roadblock, right? And so when I pulled up and I slowed down even more so the police officer could see my license sticker, because that's all they're looking for. They're collecting taxes on behalf of the government as opposed to enforcing traffic controls. When I said, did you all not see the car that just ran the red light and sucked down the beer? I see nothing. You can't see me waking. These are young officers, man. These are brand new officers. I didn't expect them to throw their body in front of the car like Chuck Norris, you know, because y'all don't have them old-time bodies like these senior men them have still. Y'all don't know how to pick up 2 coconut trees and throw them on your shoulder. Y'all don't know how to build half a house in a day. But I expected somebody to get on a radio and message to somebody, be on the lookout for this vehicle, stop them. Because I expect that if you're conducting a traffic exercise like that, you're going to have officers in the perimeter, the surrounding area, waiting in case they get the call that's attempting to avoid a roadblock. They hadn't even considered that, those young cops, right? I got another story. See, because the math is mathing. Y'all just don't understand what math we're using. Here is the second story. We can get through this very quickly. I have to read this, especially after a caller reached out and asked me to highlight what appears to be a crisis of sexual violence unfolding around us. This is in our news today, or yesterday. A man who sexually assaulted his 12-year-old cousin as she slept has been placed on probation for 1 year and ordered to complete 100 hours of community service. The 18-year-old offender received the sentence after pleading guilty to a charge of indecent assault when he appeared before Magistrate Abigail Farrington. His name has been withheld so that his victim can remain anonymous, because his victim is related to him. I just want to say this. We must operate with grace with young people, right? But you could meet a girl and not know she's underage and be reckless and engage in what is called now unlawful sexual intercourse, but should be called statutes. You could get drunk and be a defry and end up accidentally sleeping with somebody. That somebody could be your cousin. Oh, we know that, right, Bahamians? We know that we run the risk of incest by not engaging in proper, healthy relationship development. Bang. How do you mistake a sleeping person as for a person who has consented to engage in sexual intercourse with you? Even children know when other children are sleeping. See, for this one, while my math is mathing, your math ain't mathing. Because what you mean you got 1 year probation and 100 hours of community service for sexually assaulting your cousin while she was sleeping? The math is not mathing. Maybe we need to get back to some old time math. I'm not sure, because I wasn't there. And that's important to note. So I got some senior people in the studio with me. We're going to make this transition to old-time math and old-time religion and right now. Producer, let's go to the phone quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Now, cousin, you behave because I have backup today. If anybody try to cause me to cuss today, I get backup and they're going to sing you a song.
Okay, I got an old-time one for you.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah, man.
Hard head don't make good soup.
That's right. That's why lionfish.
I know you're ready for that one.
That's why you can't eat lionfish head.
Right? Yeah. Run across the police, right? The roadblock, right?
Uh-huh.
I bet you she was yellow, mango, or yellow tail.
This is discrimination. This is rank and utter prejudice, bigotry, and discrimination, sir. Okay? Craziness does not have a skin tone. I know this, because in the winter, almost white as snow. And in the summer, I'm almost dark as coal. And I'm crazy all the time. So don't put...
Have you ever seen a red guy get a ticket before?
Me. Just me. Reflecting on all the foolishness I do. That's just me. Only me. But I feel you. Thank you very, very much. Now, today the topic of discussion is the preservation of the rhyming spirituals. Authentic Bahamian music. My guests are in studio today to tell us something about ourselves. They're going to tell us what rhyming spirituals are, what they mean to the Bahamas, what they mean to us in the present, the Bahamas of the past, and what it can mean for the future. Joining me in studio, I have Mr. Freddie Munnings Jr. I got Glenn Dean. Do you all know that name? I know that name. I got Glenn Dean in studio. I can tell you who they are in a moment. I have Kirkland Campbell. I've got Abe Stubbs. And I've got Naomi Crawford. I went online to do my research last night. And I know when I come to the studio, I still was going to get a lesson. Still some learning to do. So I have some questions for them, and they have many of the answers. I don't want to say they have all, but we're going to have a time today. The song we opened the show with is a rendition of a rhyming spiritual by the region. Now, you say honorary region bells. This, okay. Good stuff. You were a member of the band?
Yes.
All right. He said, I saved my voice for singing. I can make you sing, sir. I can make you sing. All right. Mr. Kirkland Campbell?
Kirkwood.
Yeah. Campbell. And Mr. Glenn Dean,
yes,
are here representing
the New Dynamic Features.
You have to speak right into the mic.
Yeah. The New Dynamic Features.
The New Dynamic Features. Now, let me tell you why that moment is just perfect, right? Because these gentlemen, they a cappella singers primarily. They don't rely on instruments, and they don't rely on microphone either, right? But I could beg them to speak directly into the mic while we're talking today. And of course, Mrs. Crawford.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Singer extraordinaire. All right, I'll let anybody take the lead. What are rhyming spirituals? Now, you see, I opened with hip hop.
Yes.
I want to say that's what a rhyming spiritual is, right? It is an old time form of religious expression where they rhyme. But I'm not sure I'm correct.
And Good morning, Bahamas. And this is truly a historic conversation for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the opportunity. In his book, Music of the Bahamas, E. Clement Bethel, who was then, I believe, the director of culture when he worked on this project and on his master's thesis, he said that rhyming spirituals was the only true art form of Bahamian music. That was his research.
All right.
And what he meant by that was that the rhyming spirituals was a form of music that was created in the Bahamas. Rhyming spirituals. Specifically, it related to the music that was created when our people were out in the fields or on the ocean fishing.
Mm-hmm.
They created music basically based on the verses of the Bible.
Because that would be what's most common to them.
To them.
Yeah.
And then they incorporated call and response, which is typically African style of singing,
mm-hmm.
where you have a lead singer and the lead singer respond to the backup singers respond to the lead singer,
mm-hmm.
creating that a cappella singing. No instruments, because they didn't have any instruments out on the boats,
mm-hmm.
in the fields. As they were working, they were singing.
Mm-hmm.
And to pass the time. Now, the difference between rhyming spirituals and Negro spirituals,
mm-hmm.
is because the Negro spirituals, for the most part, were coded messages.
Mm-hmm. For instance?
They were talking about getting away and freedom and escaping, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But in the rhyming spirituals, it was talking about the stories in the Bible.
Right. Let me give the audience a couple of examples, right? The
yes.
Negro spirituals
yes.
and the coded messages. So
yes.
we know Wade in the Water.
Yes.
All little children know that used
That's
to be
right.
our favorite song. Is Wade in the Water.
That's
we love
right.
that part. Wade in the Water.
Mm-hmm.
When you're planning to escape, it tell you, walks off in the water.
Mm-hmm.
God gonna trouble the water.
Mm-hmm.
That means somebody gonna disturb the water so the dog can't catch your scent on top of
there
the
you go.
Water.
Absolutely.
Right? Your the molecules
yes.
that other beings detect
mm-hmm.
would sit on the top of the water. Disturb the water.
That's
mash
right.
that up. Right? There's another one called Follow the Drinking Gourd that I had not heard about until today. The drinking gourd was the Big Dipper. Right, the drinking gourd.
Ah,
so it's a coded message
yes,
to follow the
using,
Big Dipper,
using the skies
and the stars, because the North
direction.
Star is in that constellation. Maybe at that time,
Absolutely.
Right? And so there's two examples.
Yes.
Now, Negro spirituals. The internet says Negro spirituals. There are three types. There are sorrow songs, jubilees, and freedom songs. The sorrow songs depict the woes and tribulations. The jubilee are up-tempo, rhythmic. And the freedom songs can be either a ballad or up-tempo. Do we see that same representation of genre, that same genre or in classification in the Bahamian rhyming spirituals?
In terms of the rhythm and the tempos of the respective songs? I would say yes, but you have the experts here. Abe Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
is a member of the Honorable Reaching Bells, and you questioned the Honorable, and a quick story about that. When we were fighting to recognize our heroes, the
mm-hmm.
National Heroes Awards, the National Heroes Committee decided, until the government made a decision to recognize our heroes, we were going to recognize our heroes. And before 2013, when they established the National Heroes Awards,
mm-hmm.
we named a number of Bahamians. Numbered among them were the Region Bells.
Mm-hmm.
And we inferred upon them, by the power invested in us by the people,
mm-hmm.
that they will be honorary for life. Honorable Region Bells for life.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day to this day, they have been known as the Honorable Region Bells.
I understand now.
And so eventually, hopefully, the government will catch up and go back to the original purpose of the national awards
mm-hmm.
and recognize those people in our country who are deserving. And certainly these groups are deserving of. I'm going to leave that right there. I don't want to go into that.
No, we're good. If y'all don't know what he means, right? Let me. I like to use my personal experience, put it on the spotlight, pun intended, spotlight lounge. My housekeeper used to live off Wilson Track.
Right.
Soulful Groovers, Region Bells, all of those sounds. Yeah. Those were her favorites, right? Bahamians actually love themselves and their music. A part of the problem is what's accessible.
That's correct.
What can I get? Especially, I want you all to think about that, because if you're a struggling parent and you're trying to figure out how to use your budget wisely, a CD player, a record player, a MP3 player, these are not priority items. But unfortunately, these are the ways that people have to seek out Bahamian music and Bahamian history.
You're talking about old stories? We had none of that, because we had no electricity. We had no internet. We had no TV. Mm-hmm. We had to create our own entertainment. Yeah. And 75 years ago, the Region Bells was formed.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman is now one of them. This gentleman sitting in the studio with you, Glenn
Dean,
is the origin of the new dynamic features.
So all right.
You see the kind of history you have in your presence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what I'm saying, Aaron, we have to preserve this, the foundation of who we are as a people. Long before the rappers came along, we had the Region Bells.
Absolutely.
Long before the rappers came along, we had the dynamic.
Now, y'all don't be messing with my guy, Blind Blake, because Jones is the first gangster rap song.
Okay. And we had some before him.
Yeah.
A gentleman by the name of Elbert Williams.
Yes, sir. I got him in that second book
there. There we go.
We're going to a break, right? We're going to a break. As we go to a break, y'all soak up some of this Region Bells. You're on the clock with Rhymin Green. We'll be right back.
How could a man be so sure? Old Elijah says, stop now, let me show you. The man of God, he ought to know. I just heard from the master and I got a request to build an altar and have contest.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Well, Ezekiel in the valley, on the Lord's day, God told Ezekiel to prophesy, and I'll hear the word of the Lord. Well, God called Ezekiel, the son of man, to preach the gospel to sinful man. The children of Israel, they got so wicked. My God said, the time is near. I'm going to make a reservation in my own way for the nation of people who wouldn't obey. Then the Lord, he went down by the middle of the night and smote that city with all his might. Then the Lord placed Ezekiel in the valley, prophesying, hey, the word of the Lord.
Great God, your door.
When your foot bones join together, and your foot and your ankle bones, your ankle and your leg bones join together, and your leg and your knee bones join together, and your knee and your thigh bones join together, and your thigh and your hip bones join together. I hear the word of the Lord.
God is
here in the valley on the Lord's day.
Preaching.
God told Ezekiel to prophesy
and hear the word of the Lord.
When Ezekiel raised up his head, he thought he was laying among the dead.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Rhymin Green. It's the Region Bells. And the break was a little long, but I was trying to find a clip for dynamic features, and I found one. They didn't think I was going to find one. I told y'all, gentlemen, I know I have to call all of y'all uncle. I don't have a problem with that. But I got fussier to sing somehow in the studio today. Okay, so we know that rhyming spirituals is not just a part of our history, but it is a part of our history of creation, cultural creation and expression.
Absolutely.
So now that we know that, what are we going to do with it?
Well, let me tell you why this began in this instance. Naomi Crawford and her husband, Clinton Crawford, approached me several years ago and talked about the importance of creating an incubator to showcase our Bahamian talent.
Mm-hmm.
Because we felt there were not many places left in the country to showcase the art of performance by our young people. We know we have the most talented people in the world, to be honest with you. But they don't have any places to learn how to perform, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Once they go, you remember the spot. You all created something called the spot. And then there was a number of other places around, but no longer you could find these kinds of places so to perform.
And hold on, I want to talk about places to learn how to perform, yeah. Right? It's not just a school with sheet music, right?
No, no,
and lessons and lectures. And it's not just, well, I get paid to perform and I practice in my practice,
no.
Right? But like Fela Kuti, this guy built a compound, right? So you could be there. You didn't have to be performing to be there. You could be among the artists. You could watch them perform, watch them fine tune, watch them consider, is this what we're going to do, right? How they're going to form the band.
Right.
That's what the spot did, right? Because not everybody in the spot got on stage.
Right, right.
There was an incubation period.
It's a place for you to communicate among yourselves,
mm-hmm.
in the form of art.
In fact, one of my most favorite skits in the spot is when we find things and turn them into musical instruments.
On the spot. That's what Calypso is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
You create music or dance or recitations right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So rhyming spirituals we discovered in my relationship with the Honorable Regent Bells, that this was a dying art. Because what we found is all of the members of the group, dating back some 75 years ago,
mm-hmm.
were dying and there was no one to replace them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I approached the rhyming spirituals leader at the time, one of them, Fred Stubbs, who was my namesake, and his brother Abe. And I said, you know, what are we going to do about preserving this? And he said, well, you know, the difficulty is we cannot get the interest of the younger people. But they are here. Let them tell you. See, I want to hear from them. I want you to hear from them, Aaron, because it is their life. They did this thing for 75 years,
mm-hmm.
basically without money.
Mm-hmm.
And he started 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
He is the original member. So Abe can tell you about the Regent Bells, and Mr. Dean can tell you about the dynamic feature.
May I say?
Yes. Right into the mic.
My feeling about this thing, and making it last, and making it and having it to continue, is that we have to make some intentional moves as the persons involved in this craft, also the big guys in government, the government and so forth, got to make this thing intentional and our programs in the schools and elsewhere. You see, we have to live our culture. What I mean to say is that for example, let me use Jankunu, right? All my life, and I'm now in my mid-60s, all my life I have heard about Jankunu. Jankunu, 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 right? If you visit the Bahamas as a tourist, there's no sign anywhere in this country that we are Jankunu people. There's nothing. There's nothing to indicate that, The music, the clothing, and so there's nothing to indicate that. So we've got to take the rhyming spirituals along with the other cultural stuff we have. And we've got to live this thing. Live it in the schools, in the church, in the churches, etc. The way it was done in the past. When I was growing up on Kerr Island, we lived this thing. Mm-hmm. All my uncles, cousins, aunts, and all them, most of them could read sheet music. Mm-hmm. And they sang this music, in, especially the Baptist Church, most especially the Baptist Church and the Church of God. The Anglican Church is always playing catch up.
Don't mind that. I want to tell you a quick story about St. Anne's Anglican Church. Right. Listen, my whole life I went to St. Anne's Church. I can't sing. And then for a moment there, we weren't sure if any of us could sing at St. Anne's. But I realized we are Bahamian. There's nothing wrong with our sound. We getting back to the rhyming, the guttural rhyming spirituals.
I'm an Anglican myself.
Yes, sir.
And if you were to find this type of music and this expression, you don't go to an Anglican church because you're not going to have it there.
No.
He's doing his chants.
It's a high mass.
And we're doing all the
incense
chants
and genuflect
and so forth, right? So, mm-hmm. so guess what? All the Anglicans used to run from church because, you know, our church was an hour and 15 minutes long, right?
Yeah.
We run from our church and we break off run to the Baptist church and the Church of God mm-hmm. because that's where all the music is. The music and the breaking down. You understand? And we lived and we felt this music and we sang this thing as little boys and girls in the settlement at programs we have. Mm. So it was a real part of our life. So the thing is, how can we make the rhyming spirituals, Rake and Scrape, Junkanoo and all that, a real part of our lives, right? And so I think the people in education and people like us mm-hmm. should play an important part of engendering this thing back into the blood and the lives of young people and the Bahamians in general.
Yes.
Right? And we are playing games.
Without a doubt. Producer, play the last games. Thing. I want to give you an example of how we're going to keep it alive, right? I'm already thinking we need a magical mystery tour bus. Where the singers tour. Don't wait for the government to invite you. You go and you show up.
I agree.
Y'all listen to this for a second. Y'all hear that? They trying. We trying. The young people trying. They capture that guttural sound. We ain't quite to the rhyming spirituals yet. Right? But I know this was an attempt to capture and preserve a part of that indigenous sound. Now, I'm not saying this is rhyming spirituals, but I just wanted to let y'all know that it's still within us.
Okay, so watch this, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a choice. If they want to be authentic, they have to come back to this.
Mm-hmm.
This form of art, the voice is the original instrument.
Mm-hmm.
A cappella singing is the purest of art.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to be authentic in any way in the Bahamas, we have come back to this kind of expressions.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to all of the music of my father, the music of the before him, they talked about the experiences of their people.
Mm-hmm.
Junkanoo is nothing else other than us remembering our ancestors and going back to the beginning from where they came, because all our ancestors remembered is their culture. They took everything else away. Mm-hmm. All of the material things were taken, but they could not take the way they expressed themselves. And so whenever they had the opportunity to be themselves, they sang, they danced, and they reflected on going back to the motherland. And therefore, when they go counterclockwise, and that is because they're turning back the hands of time to get back to the original expressions of their Africanness.
All right.
I agree with that, Mr. Mannings. I agree with you, Mr. Mannings, because every type of song we do in the Bahamas, no matter what it is, it's the foundation seems to be rhyming.
It has to
the
be.
The rhyming spiritual.
Because it's us.
Seem to be rhyming. Yes. It has that that foundation, mm-hmm. and we go from there. Yeah. You know,
So
we must know who we are, and where we came from, and what it's going to take to keep us up there.
I got you. We're gonna go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Aaron, and your distinguished guest.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, the rhyming spirits. Gentlemen say he used to run from church to go to the Baptist church to feel the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I find that that's so real because it's within me. You know, but today there seems to be this move to eliminate the history of the rhyming spirits. And, you know, I'm sure Freddie knows, I don't read music, but I know C, A minor, F, and G and every scale there is, because it brings me feeling the relative minor C, and every chord has a relative minor and a subdominant dominant, and then you could really make music and live. Absolutely. You don't need to write it down. You could just play what you feel, and if everybody feels something, you just feel it and go with it. Mm-hmm. But how do we deal with the fact that there seems to be this move to get rid of this indigenous black music? And I call it that.
So let me say this. There's no concerted, organized effort to destroy history or get rid of the music. Even with the dysfunction of the political class, see, because they could only allow what is politically expedient to rise to the surface. That's not it. What we are experiencing is a lack of effort to preserve, right?
But promotion, I got you.
Right. It's not that they are concerted to destroy it. It's that the market forces, they have not actually identified the market forces and what it does. This is simply cultural imperialism, right?
But Aaron, you realize this guy is trying to get rid of everything in his museum up there, you know, in Washington,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, which makes it even more urgent for us to document the history from our side, because guess what? When the history resurges, and it will, right? They're going to rewrite that history. They're going to rewrite it. They have to.
That ain't gonna be right.
And right. And so let us ensure that we preserve ours, so that when they begin rewriting theirs, we could invite them to look at what we have continued to preserve.
Come to us.
Yeah.
If you don't use it, we will lose it. And as Brother Campbell has said, we have to live it, Aaron. We have to live it. We have to instill it in our children. We have to get back into the schools. And I would really like for Brother Abe and Brother Dean to chime in, because they lived it for 50 plus years. He lived it for 75 plus years. And if they don't pass it on, we're going to lose it.
No, man, absolutely. I just got a shout out to that young musician, comedian, vocab, right? Y'all don't know it, but DJ Overdose put out a 5-song EP. He sampled Ancient Man's Red Shirt, and he found 4 other artists. They put out 5 songs. Vocab song. Now, the song is adult. It's a little rudish. It's called One Gal. Mm-hmm. He say, give me one gal, give me one gal. I know you got plenty. Give me one gal. This little comedian, and I don't mean little because he's big in the community, captured it, because each song on the EP has a distinct experience, not Bohemian, but Byron Lee and the Dragonaires style, right? This one went straight back to Joseph Spence, at least to the guttural voice, right? If not the rhyming spiritual. Just play 3 seconds. All right, thank you, producer. Okay, we're going to get to Mr. Dean and Mr. Stubbs, but I just have to say, could you imagine how much more efficient our government, quasi-government agency work teams would be if they adopted rhyming spirituals as a part of their work routine?
Listen.
Because you already got 8 people standing around a hole. You all right? Might as well make some music. Y'all don't mind me. Mr. Stubbs, honorable Regent Bells.
Good morning, Bahamas, and thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Freddie, the most strongest advocate for the preservation of this art form. I represent the Region Belts. We've been around for 77 years. Got started July 6, 1948, not in Cat Island, in Hatchet Bay, Lutra.
That's right next to my home, JC. I'm not technically from there, but Home of the Mosquitoes is my home.
But preservation of this art form, and we're a gospel group. We chose to be a gospel group, rhyming spirituals, or well, spirituals infers gospel. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be gospel, this rhyming. Mm-hmm. I think the rhyming spirituals have been inspired by, actually it's a genre of music. It's the style we chose to express this as compared to the Negro spirituals, which are really inspired by the plight of the slaves.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so,
correct.
But talking about the evolution of the region bells, it was a way of life. Singing was a way of life. Again, a cappella style, no instruments. And the region bells came about when a group of guys from Cat Island went to Hatchet Bay to work for that poultry dairy operation. And they were, their evening was to just sing. They were singing from mainly from books, Harmony Heaven, Crowning Harmony, etc. And the elder Leon J. Stubbs, who was a member, I believe a founding member, of the original Dynamic Features in New Providence. He moved to Hatchet Bay, also looking for work, and encountered these Cat Island, well, the group that they met singing called themselves the Cat Island Boys, comprised of Maxwell Spice Stubbs, Rupert Stubbs, Charles Seymour, and Stanley Seymour. And LJ Stubbs, Leon Stubbs, asked them about, you know, well, asked if he could join them. And would they be interested in their style of singing to that of the Dynamic Features where he hailed from? And they accepted him into the group. And they decided, well, what are we going to call the group now? Are we no longer the Cat Island Boys, or are we going to change the name? And LJ Stubbs said he slept and he had a vision one night. And the person in the vision said to him, name the group Regions Wrong About Jordan. And they said, that's a long name. And so they just cut it short to, you know, we call it the Region Bells.
Region
Round About Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jordan. And so the primary quest of the Region Bells really is to proclaim this gospel via rhyming songs, and primarily from the Bible. Just about any Bible story that we are familiar with, the Region Bells has a sound out of those, where there's Jezebel.
My favorite one is Them Bones. Them Bones. About everything, right? Because I remember that one from summer camp.
What about what?
Them Bones? I think
Dry Bones?
Dry Bones, yeah.
What about it?
No, I say I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember it from long time.
Yes.
From summer camp and the style. We got a caller on the line, and then I want to ask you guys a question. Of course, Mr. Dean has to come in to the conversation. Caller, you are on the clock.
Blessings and good morning to you, Miss Green, and your guests in the studio, Mr. Abraham Stubbs, Mr. Campbell, and the rest of you there. I guess you know by now, Abraham, who's talking to you.
Yes,
let me congratulate you, Ms. Green, for this show this morning and to bring this kind of, this way of our culture to the fore with respect to rhyming and singing and praising God in this fashion. Mm-hmm. And you know the story, the line that says, how can you learn? And inasmuch as people may not be taken to what we sing and how we worship, I'm going to stay back in Cat Island. And, of course, the way we sing and the way we brought Holy Scripture to song and the way we rhyme it and put it together make it so much more beautiful. But you know, let me say one more thing. We talk about rushing. We rush a lot in the Baptist church, and somebody made a comment, I think it was Mr. Munnings there, that we go counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. And of course, we look back on where we came from, and we look forward to where we are going. Mm-hmm. But it's just amazing to see how all of us in this country respond when those types of songs are being sung, and in rhyme form, mm-hmm. you know. And so I want to congratulate you this morning with respect to what you're doing and how you're bringing this to the fore for our people.
Thank you. Thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to thank the angels that brought it together, that said, Ms. Green, do this. Because sometimes I just follow the do this. Because it didn't make sense when the angel said it.
But may I say one more thing, please?
Yes, sir.
I remember I'm St. Agnes Church is my church. Yeah. I came out of St. Agnes. Well, from Zion Baptist Church into St. Agnes. Well, anyway, I wouldn't go that way. But the point I'm making here is I remember Mr. Paul King. At one time, when he was there with us in St. Agnes, he started to put together a group on rushing, the way we used to march in the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how that took off. And I'm going to call him and talk to him, and I hope that maybe at some point in time we can put that together again and try to see where that's going to go in conjunction with what Abraham and the rest of the members in your staff in your studio is doing.
Okay, thank you.
So I want to congratulate you.
Absolutely, because I have to get these guests back in studio to continue the conversation. I got 1,000 notes, but I got to get to Mr. Dean, we got to talk about the dynamic features for a moment. Mr. Dean.
You know, the dynamic features is a group that I really cherish. I was so impressed about in school at the age of 28 and hearing the region bells, the dynamic features, and the other group, what's the other group named? The
BBC
Singers. So I said to a few of my schoolmates, I said, Bon, I said, we could do the same thing. So I got a couple of them and I just go on. And we go in the back of the commissioner house. The commissioner's living out of the store behind the school, and nobody was living there. It was abandoned. And we used to go in there and practice every lunchtime, practice, until the teachers start to let us go in front of the class to start singing. That's where we started out. It was a pleasure to the concerts. When we have in Kid Ireland, we all go to the concerts sing, and that's where we really started out. When I graduated and came to Nassau, I said to myself, fellas, we have to continue this. But one of the guys didn't come. So after a while, he came down, you know. We didn't worry about it. We had two bass, we had two lead singers. This is what the group was based on.
Now, since you've been in this your entire life, I went online and found these flashcards. There's some academic entity that is of rhyming spirituals, understands it as World Heritage, and they have these flashcards. Now, y'all tell me very quickly if this is correct or not. It says that the rhyme part is associated with the wind. Is that true?
The rhyme part?
The treble part of the rhyming spiritual. It said the treble part is associated with the sky, and the bass part is associated with the earth.
Well, I could see how that can they can come up with those descriptions of the various... Mm-hmm.
Elements of the form of the
rhyming, and also the musical elements, you know, to create the music, mm-hmm. because it was all in its natural environment.
Yeah.
If the men were out on the ocean, they were listening to the wind, they were fishing, the waves were creating mm-hmm. a certain type of rhythm and sound. Mm-hmm. If you are in the fields and you're plowing, yeah. I mean, you remember the song by Sam Cooke? What's the name of the song? That's the sound of the men working
on the chain gang.
Yeah. As they, whoo. Yes.
Right. If anybody's seen, what's the movie? It's not Cadence. It's in the army. And they had the...
It's the Cadence. Again, you can... It's all about the elements of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Singing is an expression of one's emotional feeling as they reflect on a particular subject. Brother Abe said that they got their lyrics from the Bible. So they saw themselves as a gospel group. The Negro spirituals get it from the plight of the workers and the slavery. And so their lyric became something that were coded to send messages, as it were, with the drum beat.
And I don't understand.
They
would
send various rhythms to send a certain message.
I don't understand why we lost that, right? Because the family... Anyway, we're going to go celebrate Ona Bailey birthday on Sunday, right? And the coded messages I plan on sending my family members, Mr. Stubbs.
Now, I was about to say that the natural elements, I believe, does have something to do with the inspiration of these. The opening song, Region Bells, was Hold the Wind.
Yep.
I got you. I got you.
And so everything to me is inspired. I'm a person of faith, you see. And so I believe even in this art form, we're talking about what we're going to do to preserve it. The Region Bells already contacted the Ministry of Education, and we have written permission to go into the schools. But this, to me, it isn't something that you can get down and put on the timetable and teach it. This is via them hearing it, to what they're hearing. So this is our approach to going. The Region Bells spans... 4 generations now of membership. I'm a second generation Region Bell.
All right.
My grandson is 4th generation. I have a nephew who is 3rd generation.
I want you to know, through my housekeeper, Joycelyn Frazier, I'm a 7th generation Region Bells. I've known you all my life. Listen, this is one time, if there wasn't a studio full of other guests, I would tell you all we have to carry this room to the next hour. However, I need you guys to come back.
We will have an opportunity. Naomi, tell them about the opportunity that they will have on Sunday very quickly if you can.
So this coming Sunday, we are going to have an explosion of this music at the Spotlight Lounge. And it is going to be at a level that we have never had before. So we have these two beautiful groups, the Honorable Region Bells, and we also have the Dynamic Features that are going to be coming together on one stage and bringing the house down. There's going to be foot tapping. We're going to be clapping. It's just going to be a joyous time of this music that we call our own. And so it happens on Sunday, October 26th at 5. For those of you that don't like to drive very far in the evening, in the night, it's going to be at 5 o'clock. And it's going to feature these two groups. The tickets are $35. And if you are interested in being a part of this historic event, please give us a call at 448-8097, 448-8097. It happens at the Spotlight Lounge on Adelaide Road.
Listen, this weekend, because you know we're celebrating Johnny Cake Birthday on Friday, and then we're going to Spotlight Lounge to celebrate the Honorable Region Bells.
Absolutely.
And the Dynamic Features. And let me tell you all something.
Friday nights, we celebrate him there and...
He having a birthday
concert. Own birthday party.
Having a free birthday concert on Friday night, right?
What's that day?
I bring in my tent so I could camp out after the thing. I just want to say good morning to the Frey brothers from Stanyard Creek, North Andrus, right? The beautiful singers. I mean, just a wonderful group. These Andrus people, so beautiful. We go out to Andrus to go camping, and not one Andrus person would let us sleep outside. They threatened to call the police, say, no, we got beds. Anyway, good morning, Frazier Brothers. We miss you here in New Providence. Region Bells, Dynamic Features, Naomi Crawford, Freddie Munnings Jr., Spotlight Lounge, Sunday, 5 p.m. Y'all be there. Professor Crystal Walks, we're going to get these people to read Bahamian gospel music legends and evolving church music traditions in the Bahamas. Y'all set the date. They're coming back. We got plenty on our plate. This has been Aaron Rhyming Spirituals Green. Y'all stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
You know I can feel it in the atmosphere. Independence time is here. It falls on the 7th month of the year.
Enjoy. For something new, something exciting, your dream job in paradise. Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.